Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody runs down the floor. James, long pass down the floor. Cryer tips it. Loose. Knipple has it. Throws to Proctor. Heaves up a three. No good. Houston from behind. 14 down to the national championship game. And for the first time since 1984, Houston will play for a men's basketball national championship.
Kevin Kugler with the call. Westwood won, and the final is set. I still can't believe it. Houston tops Duke. They were down 14 with 8 to play. They were down 9 with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left. They wind up winning. Florida wins. They win by 6 over Auburn, and it'll be Florida and Houston, and it is down to me and Peyton Russell. Peyton is actually is down to Peyton. Peyton has clinched a loss.
He's done.
He has clinched a loss.
His chalky-ass bracket was the first one down. I love it. I'm so glad. How great is that? The chalky bracket and the chalkiest tournament of all time. And this man and his coward bracket. That's God getting back at you for your coward bracket.
That is God. That is God getting back at you right there, man. That is God getting back at you. Peyton is absolutely going to lose.
Let go and let God.
It just matters if...
Take that Jesus piece off your necklace.
God, Bobby. It just matters if Peyton loses with me or without me, because if Houston wins, we tie for the worst. And that means we both do.
And I win the tournament.
5:30 segment. And you win the tournament.
So that's the best
result.
You have
Houston win it at all?
No, but Florida not winning would put Sean below me.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
Sean's out this week, by the way.
Sean is out this week. It's Sean and RJ.
His gas.
He's out.
No.
I'm RJ Choppy. He's my Bill Payton and Aiden alongside. Yeah, Sean is out this week. Again, it's a paternity leave. But, yeah, we have it's a great week. This is my favorite week of sports. Usually it is. Now, baseball screwed everything up because they started their season 2 weeks ago. And also the NCAA tournament has been pushing things back. My favorite week of sports is always the NCAA final, baseball's opening day, the Masters, and then you culminate with WrestleMania. Was always in that same 10-day stretch. Yeah. That was always my favorite 10-day stretch of the year. And we don't have that anymore, but it is Masters week. That'll get going on Thursday. I'll get going today for the practice rounds, if you really care about that. We'll have the par three, but we got ourselves a final, Bobby.
We do, and it's this set up to where, I'll be honest, I thought Duke was going to beat Florida if they met up. Auburn felt like the weakest of the four the whole time, so I think Florida versus Houston.
Which is odd, because they were the best team all year.
Right. I think Houston versus Florida is the best possible final we could have got.
Boy, Jani Broom just... disappeared in the second half of that game. He had one basket in the second half.
I don't think he was healthy.
Well, I don't think he was healthy either, but he was pretty decent in the first half.
Yeah, and look, I mean, there are certain things you can power through. But I mean, he clearly, when they're talking about on Friday, yeah, by Saturday, I will be 100%.
I will be. But today, I'm like 40.
Well, then you're not going to be 100%.
But I'll be 100% by then.
He broke out a sleeve and he practiced with it. He talked about making it angry, how he made his elbow angry last week because he was pushing it too hard. That wasn't.
I don't think he was 100%. But yeah, the one basket in the second half, 15-12 to go. And that was it for him. That was it for Jahni Broome in the second half from a field goal perspective. And Auburn did, they weren't able to capitalize on being close in a game they shouldn't have been close in. They were outshot. They were out-rebounded. They were out everything. At assist, they were out everything in this game. And they were still close. They were still right there.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I look at this final that we have set up here with Houston and Florida. I keep wanting to say Auburn and Florida because that game. With Houston and Florida, and I just have a feeling about Houston.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. Because I know it's a coin flip, but I feel like there have been too many times where Florida's gotten away with some stuff during this tournament run. They've been really good, but I mean, they should have lost to Tech. They absolutely should have. And you can make the same case, I guess, about Houston with Duke, but man, I felt like Florida has got away with some sloppy stuff, some sloppy habits more throughout this tournament than Houston has, and that can't be totally rewarded. It's a little bit like when I say, like, the Chiefs can't win. Eventually, it's got to catch up. The Eagles have to beat them. They have to lose somewhere along the stretch. Sort of the same thing here, although Florida's been more consistent than Kansas City Chiefs were during the year.
To me, with Florida, they are the type of team that they really run it up against slow-tempo teams. Like that, I've seen this a couple of times this year. They really kind of run it up. I could see Florida winning. Look, if you wanted to say that Houston wins, I think it's because Florida doesn't shoot well. Now, maybe that's some of Houston.
I mean, look,
defensively,
UConn should have beat Florida. Texas Tech should have beat Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, if Jahni Broome's totally healthy, maybe that beats Florida. So I got it. I'm going Houston in this one. And that'd be the Cougs' first national title.
And it would be me and Peyton hosting. So we would have 2 days. 2 days of greatness. 2 days of greatness. We would do that next week.
So many good outcomes for this. And why are we going to wait next week? I think Peyton's right. I think we should do it this week.
I might have off next week. I don't know.
Think so?
Let's just continue the trend. Someone take off every time.
That's true. We should do it this week. We should. Absolutely should. But we're not going to. So the game was in San Antonio.
Yep.
And, you know, Charles Barkley has always...
Big fan of the city.
Big fan of the city.
Him and Mike Bassick, the top
yes,
two.
Yes, absolutely. And Dylan Caldwell plays for Auburn. You know, he wasn't having what Charles has been kicking out there.
I love San Antonio. San Antonio Spurs, you want to draft your boy. I love San Antonio. I don't know. I haven't seen any of the women that Charles Barkley was talking about, but I do. I love San Antonio. I think San Antonio is a great place. Like I said, Spurs, if you're out there, let me know. But, no, it's a beautiful spot, and we're right on the Riverwalk. The Riverwalk is one of the most gorgeous things I've ever seen in a city standpoint. I think it's one of those walkable cities in America. You know, I'm a big, big San Antonio fan right now. I love it.
Wow. Where is he from? Look. I like San Antonio. I really do.
I think San Antonio's good.
Say the Riverwalk is one of the most beautiful.
He may have seen it at night. You know, during the day is, it is what it is.
Let's see where this guy went to high
school. Bruce Pearl, by the way, told his players, get out there on the Riverwalk. Enjoy what you've earned. That's kind of cool.
I like that. Get out there. Let's see here.
Get out there and go.
Okay, so he went to Oak Hill Academy in Virginia, and then he went to high school his final year in Athens, Georgia.
Athens is a nice town.
Yeah, so I mean,
Athens is a nice town. It's interesting, but I'm not going to hate on the Riverwalk.
I like San Antonio. I would never describe the Riverwalk as one of the most beautiful.
That's true. I would never say that either.
The Riverwalk and Flower Mound is nicer.
Yeah, it's a nice one. It's a nice one. It's been great, great TV ratings for the Final Four. We talked about the
some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The first two rounds were up 30%. The Elite Eight was down, but the final four games on Saturday night, huge. Duke Houston got viewership peaked at over 20 million. Duke Houston got 16 million on average. The first game got about 15 million on average. So the two games combined to average about 15 million. Because that second game, the first game was a little bit less than 15. It was like 14. The most watched Final Four in 8 years. And the Florida-Auburn game, the early game, was up almost 30% year to year. So that's a big jump.
That's a big jump. And what the Elite Eight was down, wasn't it?
The Elite Eight was down. The games were not very good. They had some blowouts. The early game in the same window year to year was down 30%. It was the same team. Tennessee was in both early games on Sunday. But one game was a blowout, and then the previous year was a very close one. So there's your 30% difference.
Yeah,
and plus, it was on Easter Sunday 2 years ago, or last year, and this year was not. And I don't know. I guess Easter Sunday is a better week.
How much have we talked about the aspect of the fact that, look, you want Cinderella up until you get to this point.
I agree.
When you get to the Final Four, you don't want that. You want Cinderella to have her run, but yeah, you do want it to strike midnight before the final. And that's what you got out of this Final Four. This Final Four this weekend, I genuinely was interested in watching both games. I'm just like, I know I'm going to get good basketball. Like, I know Florida versus Auburn will be a good game. Houston versus Duke will be a good game. I know we're going to get a great title game tonight. Like, this will be a great game. Like, I'm excited about it. Florida versus Houston will be great. So, to me, that's the thing that is going to be a big driver for the rating success, too, for the championship game in all likelihood, is the fact that while everybody wants Cinderella, it's only to a point, and then they want it to end.
That's right.
And at the end, they want to see really good basketball.
These are top four. These are the top four teams in the country all year. They were. Alabama was up there at a point. Tennessee was up there at a point. That's Iowa State for a hot minute. Other than that, these were the four steady teams all year. And that's a major part why the TV ratings were so high for the Final Four.
Auburn is 32-6. They finished the year 32-6. Do you know what the records of Florida, Houston, and Duke are?
They have, I think, the highest loss though was four by Florida.
It's the same. They're all 35-4 now that Duke has been eliminated. Because Duke was a three-loss team during the year.
Right.
But if they're all three random. Like, Florida and Houston won this game both 35-4. Duke finishes the year 35.
Hell, I mean, that's great. Those are great teams.
That's what you want.
Yep, these are great teams. What you don't want is your weatherman coming at you for being complaining.
Oh?
Yes. So, Memphis had some weather over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That whole area, tornadoes left and right, right?
Gosh, some of the videos of those tornadoes from Arkansas and stuff were ridiculous.
You know, and Memphis obviously it borders Arkansas. It's right there. So, WREG, during the Auburn-Florida game, it's 69-68 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go. So, nice. Tight game down the wire. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The weatherman pops on. So the game goes picture in picture. There's no voice. There's no voice for the TV for the game. It's now just him doing weather. And people are not happy. I have stayed silent. This is on Twitter. I have stayed silent, but this was insanity. If people want to know the weather, Channel 3 is not the only place they can do it. It's 2025. It's not like they die if they don't hear from you. While in fact, it is the only option for the Final Four. And we missed the announcers the entire game. This guy goes on to the Notes app.
Mm-hmm.
He went full on Notes app here.
Ooh.
This is, his name is...
Notes app can get you in trouble, especially if you're a teacher.
Tyler Eliason, especially if you're a teacher.
Yeah, we'll talk about that story later.
Is that the...
Yeah, that's the 30-year-old teacher.
The 30-year-old. Tyler Eliason, WREG in Memphis. I don't want to hear one more... This is Notes app. I don't want to hear one more comment about why we're covering up the volume of the game. You can see the game. You're going to have to deal with my voice and then just deal with it again because we lost several people. Several people died Wednesday night, and potentially this is the saving of someone's life right now. This is still not in that path, not there yet, I should say, but it's a significant tornado, a confirmed tornado, and it was very violent going into New Albany, Mississippi. So we're going to track this. It is what it is. Send me emails later, and we can chat. But this is what is right now, and this is what is right. Deal with it.
I mean, I do agree. Like, when there's a dangerous situation like that, sorry, you're going to have to deal with it. Do you need the volume? Do you need to hear the TV broadcast screaming in your ear? As long as the picture's up there, you should be fine.
Yeah, I mean,
Would you be upset?
So the
by
guy,
that?
The guy who wrote the big tweet I read a minute. That's Chris Vernon. He's a local Memphis sports radio guy. So he's like not. He was not happy. Look, I think my stance is, and I don't know how I would program this if I was a TV station, but you know there are other channels to go to. Like you're the only place that has the Final Four.
You have to break in. You have to break in because the people who are glued to the Final Four, that you, those are the people that need to be like, see, this is what's happening. Because there are going to be so many people with their eyeballs on that. So yeah. If somebody's watching the game and is just oblivious to what's going on outside, they need to break into that person and go, hey, there's something coming directly towards your house. You need to go get shelter. Like
something quick.
You have to be up there to tell them.
How long do you get up there for?
I mean, if it's an emergency, like they had a tornado emergency. That is a confirmed tornado on the ground.
Yeah.
In all likelihood, violent, like heading directly to it. They have to break in.
Yeah, but I'm saying is how long do you break
you
in
have
for?
To stay through.
You have to stay through.
I think so. If you've got a split screen up so it's up there, you don't need to hear the play-by-play to me at that point.
What if it's in your city? What if like your local team is playing? Like if it's the Super Bowl and the Cowboys are in it, they break in and you're a Cowboys fan and you miss the call of the and all that at the end of the game.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like it's
sorry, if there's a tornado, if there's an F4 barreling towards houses in DeSoto, yeah. They need to know.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying.
The highlight will be on Twitter in 6 seconds.
I don't even understand how this is a question. People were dying. People did
die. I'm not saying I disagree with it.
No, I'm not saying
it.
You have saying to other like, people who are talking about this, yeah. Who are saying like this is ridiculous. What do you want them to do?
I don't know. That's the question. That's what I'm asking you. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
But if the picture's up there, you're still watching the game.
Yeah, you are. That's true. It's Sean and RJ here, 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden alongside commercial-free Expressway. Next, the best and worst of the weekend and a ticket giveaway. All next on 105.3 The Fan.